Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, in for Rob Ferret. Coming up, new research tells us why the negatives often outweigh the positives in potential relationships.
First, our next guest fell in love with the St. Croix River that divides part of Wisconsin and Minnesota, and he spent a month in a cabin along that river getting inspired, taking pictures, and prototyping.
The final product, called Tombeau, will let players explore the area through space and objects, focusing on how the riverway has changed over time and its role as a lumber highway and the story of the Ojibwe people.
Dave Beck joins us now. He's an artist and designer at the University of Wisconsin-Stout. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
So when did you get interested the first time in the St. Croix River?
I think it really was a couple of years ago when I've been spending a lot of time on that river, both canoeing, camping, kayaking, and it was really that time when I was on the river doing this artist residency. It was actually through the Science Museum of Minnesota. They have a research station that's actually on the river, St. Croix Watershed Research Station, and they have this fantastic residency for artists, and I had the very fortunate opportunity to be able to spend an entire month on the river being inspired by it and then, you know, reacting to that and making work on it.
Now, a lot of us may not think of rivers when we think of video games. What made you think that, hey, this could actually be a really interesting exploratory video game?
Sure. Great question. I think a lot of it comes down to the fact of my evolution as an artist. I think of myself as a game designer, but I also think of myself as an artist, as well as a history buff. And it was me spending time on that river away from technology, you know, completely away from it, and realizing it's something that maybe not everybody either has the opportunity to experience or thinks to even consider experiencing on the river. So me being able to bring nature and also history, which is really important to me, to people that might not be necessarily looking for it, is very important. So that's a big driving force behind it. But it's also, again, like I said, as an artist, my evolution in terms of creating work has changed. I started out as a traditional sculptor. Actually, I went to UW-Madison for my graduate work. And my methods and my creativity really were driven by my passion for technology. So it morphed from a traditional sculptural realm into more of a digital one, which has now taken a new form from just, you know, your typical video or animation into games and interactivity.
Well, I know that the history, as you said, the history of the St. Croix Riverway grabbed you initially. So what kinds of themes did you want to explore when it came to the history of it?
Sure. So it's a very unique river, largely because of the fact that not only, and this is going to sound somewhat silly, but it's unique because it is every river USA. Almost every river across the country, especially the further you get east, we follow this chronological path of a natural river, an untouched river, to a river that is then kind of following the path of colonialism and post-colonialism, where it then turned into this resource, this money-making resource, which then all of a sudden at a certain point we realize that we've gone almost too far, and, you know, how do we kind of gather ourselves back? So my passion and my interest in actually focusing on the St. Croix is that it is this defining moment in the history of Wisconsin and the history of Minnesota. It was at a time where when people started first navigating that river, European white settlers, there had already, of course, been people there living for hundreds of years. And some of those people had been displaced from rivers before, you know, further over in the east. So I think it's a really unique representation of that I can look at this convergence between different types of cultures, so human cultures, but also the environment itself, and how that convergence between the culture and the environment changes with each generation and with each era. And now what we're, of course, trying to do is get it back as close as possible to what it was like before anyone was around, which obviously is impossible, but we're trying as hard as we can.
We're talking to Dave Beck right now, artist and designer from UW-Stout in Menominee. We're talking about his his exploratory art game called Tombeau, which is set to be released in 2016. And it sounds like you really had to learn a lot about this river ecosystem. How deep did you go in learning about what this river actually was?
Yeah, good question. Part of it is obviously on-site reconnaissance, on-site reference photography, video and sketching. But then a large part of my work also had to do with visiting other sites that might not necessarily be on the river, but are representations of certain cultures or histories around that time. So I worked really closely with in addition to the Science Museum of Minnesota, the Minnesota History Center. They have a number of sites scattered all around the watershed of the St. Croix and even beyond. So doing lots of visual research there. But then also spending a lot of time at the History Center itself. They have a fantastic library with resources that I could access, too. And so it really was me doing quite a lot of reading. I've got 17 different characters in this game. Since it's just me making this game alone, I knew I couldn't model and create all those characters, but we hear their voices almost as if we pick up their journal, a passage from their journal. And the characters are all real characters from history, as well as, whenever possible, real quotes from them. And I've worked with voice actors to record those as authentic as possible. And again, all of that has had to do with me kind of diving into research, very much like maybe a dry academic would, which I am, right? So how I can look at I'm really looking at this game, at least as far as I'm concerned, from an academic perspective, where the credits in my video game will not just be, you know, a game by Dave Beck, but I'll have a bibliography of all the sources I've used, just like you'd find maybe at the end of a paper or some other sort of research project.
Well, this really sounds like a labor of love for you. When it's going to be finished, this is something you're still working on right now, but can you describe the feel of the game? If we were to play it, what would it be like?
Sure. So I think the best way to sum it up is, it's just one step ahead of a cinematic experience where you do have control. You are kind of looking through the eyes of this every player. It could be anyone. The game opens up in this kind of dark setting. It's at night on the river. You're down at the base of the river, and you can hear owls hooting in the distance and crickets chirping up in the trees. And you navigate through and around this river and realize when you look up above, up on this cliff is this cabin with a light on. So my hope, of course, is that the player will naturally want to seek the light and seek something that looks maybe more familiar to them out in the wild. And once you get into that cabin, you discover that someone has been living there for quite some time. You can see all around that cabin space and the objects that fill it and the history that fills it. And then you're encouraged to, again, go out to the river. And when you get out, and this is where it becomes a game and not a real-life adventure, you all of a sudden come out, and it's a very different time. There's different things on the river. It's still the same river, but the water level has risen, and there's different inhabitants and other objects on the river. So I'm really hoping that it allows the viewer and the player to experience this and realize that it is a step away from reality, but I'm still trying to tell honest and true history of that region. And again, you're essentially, as a player, invited to go back and forth between the cabin and the river. Each time going into the cabin, things have changed in the cabin. When you go back out to the river, things have changed again. The water has risen even more. We've essentially moved forward in time. So you're really seeing the effects of what happened in that river in the gameplay time of over around 30 minutes, but you're traversing roughly 200 years of history on that river.
And it's called Tombeau. What does that name mean?
Sure. That's probably one of the biggest questions. I'm really excited to be able to kind of talk about that because I stumbled across that in my research. That was actually one of the original names given to the St. Croix River by a French missionary. He called it Rivière Tombeau, and essentially River of the Graves. Some say it was because he saw someone die on the river. Others say it was because he saw a burial site of Native Americans on the river. Regardless, the name didn't really stick that much, but for me, it did stick with just a very interesting name. I didn't want to just name it St. Croix. And looking a little bit deeper into the word Tombeau, Yes, of course, it does. It is the plural for graves. And the idea of River of the Graves really kind of plays into the further part of the game as you play through.
And Dave, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about it today.
Oh, sure. Thank you very much.
Dave Beck is an artist and designer from UW-Stout in Menominee. His exploratory art game is called Tombeau, and it's set to be released in 2016.